As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
The single best idea, which is to do a one-hour podcast. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it to 6 minutes. We like doing a short podcast. I think it really fits in with what everybody else is doing out in global podcast world and all that. But what a day. We had endless conversations that were very rich about the mystery of what we're living in now, linking economics to finance, linking finance to investment with an overview of international relations. Joe Matthew was on from Balance of Power with a real understanding of the mystery of the next 30 days for the White House. So many moving parts there as a president gears up a campaign and the candidate for the other side gears up endless days in a courtroom. In New York. We'll move on from that to good conversations. One of them today was Terry Weissman. As I mentioned in the interview, the heritage here is back to Bear Stearns and back to the development there. Larry Kudlow was the chief economist there. And then in came David Malpass and John Riding and Terry Weissman. And it was just really just an outstanding, always thought-provoking discussion out of Bear Stearns. This is ancient history. He's now at Macquarie, the Australian shop. And Terry Weissman was just on fire. And it was the why of the hope, the prayer, or the consequences of a weaker dollar.
The bear case for the dollar, if there's a structural one, is that the dollar will no longer be, at some point, and no one knows when, the world's reserve currency. Now, we are already seeing signs that this is manifest. We see,
really?
Of course, we see China accumulating gold. Well, that's telling you that they may not like the dollar anymore. We certainly see the Russians moving away from dollar reserves. We've seen the Venezuelans do that. Now, the bull case for the dollar is, well, you can dismiss these countries because they're, you know, part of this. I don't want to say axis of evil, but they're not on the same side of the fence as the U.S. But to the extent that we get a bipolarity in this world and we really get a true, a new Berlin Wall that goes up between the West and the rest, you have to imagine that that's going to be bad for the dollar, because the dollar has benefited in this era of globalization. Anything that tends to reduce the amount of globalization tends to be bad for the dollar, and that new Berlin Wall would be bad for the dollar.
Dr. Weissman from Macquarie there, really thought-provoking. I know a lot of people are worried about this, of losing our exorbitant privilege. Thank you to Barry Eichengreen of Berkeley, over to Valerie Giustard, staying in France decades ago, for this idea of the exorbitant privilege we have in that so much of global business is done in U.S. Dollars. I should point out the IMF doing some world-class work on dollar ascendancy and resiliency. Another conversation we had, first of all, Jeff Yu was just lights out from BNY Mellon on the international sense, and particularly on weak yen. Megan Robson was wonderful from BNP Paribas, parsing through the different credit and particularly what big tech would do in tech issuance here. She didn't really think Apple or Microsoft would issue a lot of debt because of where the coupon is right now, but that was thought-provoking. excuse me. That's the single best idea gasp. Michael Darda with Roth Capital Markets was just on fire today about something he's championed for years, going back to his work with Jude Winanski a lifetime ago. And that was the idea of how you get to nominal GDP above 4%. Let's do the math with Michael Darda.
if the underlying trend for the productive potential of the U.S. economy is still around 2, and the Fed has an inflation target of 2 that they're serious about, then top line growth is going to have to be curtailed and constrained to about a 4% pace. If productive potential is faster than that, you know, then we can enjoy faster nominal GDP growth. But that's very uncertain at this point in time. If you look at the tracking estimates for Q1 GDP, you know, the expectation is 2.5 to 3 real and a 3% GDP price deflator. So 5.5 to 6 nominal.
Wow.
If 4% is, wow, is sort of, that's going to be too hot for the Fed.
Tattoo that piece to your brain. Go back and re-listen to it here on Single Best Idea and understand that this is pretty much foreign. We live in a real GDP environment, even though business and all of you live in a nominal environment of how much does that hamburger cost this week at the meat counter? That's a nominal world. Fascinating conversation with Michael Darda of where we are now at 5 and 6%. Some would say that's a boom economy, and any number of different opinions. One final shout out today, Stephen Stanley at Santander was just absolutely fabulous about the heritage of the Richmond Fed in his work at Chicago, and William and Lee, Washington and Lee, as well. Get William and Mary in Washington. They're like, you know, they're in the same zip code. William and Mary and Washington Lee mixed up. We're on an Apple CarPlay, Android Play. I've got some nasty notes. We're on Android. We're not on Apple CarPlay. Okay, well, all we care is you use the Bloomberg Business app, download it, it's free, and listen to us on Apple CarPlay or on Android, humbled by that build-out. On YouTube, search Bloomberg Podcast. Look for Lisa Mateo. That's the easiest and most lovely way to get to us. And, of course, on Apple, on our podcast, it is Single Best Idea.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.